Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's had to be almost 3.5-4 years, the more I think about it, since I've had a stomach bug. And this was a really weird one. I got sick briefly Wednesday, and it went away that day. Then it came back with a vengeance on Saturday. And my wife had called the doctor because my children had been sick as well, and so had she earlier in the week. And they said, yeah, whatever this stomach bug is, it hits you one day, and then 3 or 4 days later comes back. I am still somewhat under the weather, but I'm 90% better from yesterday. And so I am here with you live, and I appreciate you for joining us. I just wanted to upfront let folks know that I am a bit under the weather. If it sounds like I'm somewhat inebriated, I'm speaking a little bit slower and a bit dingy. I've been already calling the crew by names that don't exist in this office. But I should warm up here in the first hour a bit and get rolling. Now, I came in today because the news is obviously of great import, of extreme importance, and we're going to be breaking it all down. Huge developments in the Middle East and North Africa. We also have the British government announcing that you're not going to have power most of the time in England. This is the post-industrial world. They're openly saying for the earth and to stop humans from destroying the earth with carbon dioxide, that they're going to be cutting your power off. Same thing is coming here to the United States. That has all been planned and laid out. AFP is reporting the government fear-mongering. World 6 mass extinction may be underway. Study finds. They're saying that the extinction of mankind has now begun. This is a prestigious journal putting this out. So they're creating the self-fulfilling prophecy that we're all basically going to be dying very, very soon, so that as the globalists carry out these controlled plagues, people will see it as a self-fulfilling prophecy or a foregone conclusion and will accept it and won't do more research on why this indeed is happening. Now, in some of the other news on the economic front, number of healthcare reform laws waivers climb above 1,000. We're going to be going over that today. The essence of tyranny, where the insiders get waivers, everybody else doesn't, unfair trade advantage. I heard the clip on news radio this morning. We haven't been able to find it, but I do have the text of it. It was very Orwellian. And on the newscast, they didn't even point it out. Senator John Kerry said, I'm against any military action. That's why I only want to bomb their airfields in Libya and have a no-fly zone. So they just practice up is down, down is up, black is white, white is black. They just practice all of this now in everyone's face where they just throw it all out there. Oh, we all agree there shouldn't be military action in Libya, but we need to go ahead and bomb their airfields, have a no-fly zone, because that's not a military action. That's what Kerry said, and McCain said he agreed with him that we didn't need military action. We needed to just bomb them. I mean, they just are really trying to set the precedent to get away with anything they want. We're going to go over all of this on the other side of this quick break. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com. My websites are Infowars.com, PressBlood.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Devastating globalist lies, exposing the mainstream media's propaganda machine, tirelessly waging war on corruption. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6 in Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It is Monday, the 7th day of March, 2011. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have wide open phones today. Wayne Madsen briefly pops in with his take on the increasing prices in commodities, oil, what's happening in the Middle East and North Africa. Max Kaiser, also still in the Middle East, is scheduled to be popping in with another quick 10-minute report. But in the meantime, we're going to have open phones throughout the broadcast today. We just had a caller call the office from the first little five-minute segment and ask if I'd had a stroke or if I was drinking cough medicine. Now, I've had no cough medicine, and I haven't had a stroke. I had some type of flu over the weekend, but I am back, and I am good. Also, Friday night, put a piece of pizza in the microwave. I never really use the microwave. And you know how it unevenly heats pizza? Grab the piece of cheese pizza out. It was so hot, burned my lip. I mean, I have just had quite a weekend, ladies and gentlemen. But, yes, I did notice that when I got live during the first segment there that I sounded like a lethargic sloth who'd been drinking too much mead. But I am here, and I can already I can already feel my brain awakening, ladies and gentlemen. And so we've got an important transmission lined up for you today. Thank you for joining us. But my wife is like, why are you getting out of bed? Why are you coming down there to do the show? You know, I'm blessed. I haven't been sick in 3-4 years other than like allergies and stuff. But some people never get sick. I wish I was like them. Because, well, you know that feeling after you've really been sick, your brain feels swollen and your eyes feel kind of crossed and you have trouble focusing. Well, that's how I am right now. So this should be an interesting 3 hours here today, an experiment in broadcasting. But I can feel the blood flowing through my brain. I can feel the awakening happening. You know, what happened is yesterday, in bed, surfing around on my iPad, I was reading all this news and burning with desire to get in here today and do the show. That's why I ended up calling in while Paul Watson was filling in last night to talk about some important issues. And then this morning I got up and saw the news and I said, I've got to come in. This is all just too important. And it certainly is important. So I'm going to be going over all of this news here in just a moment. We are going to open the phones up today. I am going to lean on the callers, as they say. So please have your question, your comment ready. And who knows, one of the few times I've actually been able to take 100 phone calls or so is when I have been under the weather, because then my brain isn't burning with understanding and obnoxiousness, where it's bouncing around like a wild pinball. It's more relaxed, and so I can actually answer your questions quietly and succinctly and quickly and get more of you on air. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. 1-800-259-9231. Man, I am slurring my words here. Maybe I shouldn't be on air today. Oh, man. I felt a lot better before I got on air. Hold on just a minute. Waking up here. Waking up. Another big problem with this is I'm so accustomed to my own show. I'll guarantee you that if I was in studio with somebody else, I'd be more awake even though I'm sick. But we're gonna get the job done today here, ladies and gentlemen. It's also kind of daunting looking at all this news. It makes it more daunting than normal, than usual here, because it makes me realize how exhausting it is to research this information, to have a deep understanding of it, and then to come back on air and cover it after I've already researched it, and to know that I just can't do justice verbally, audibly, semantically, to what the mind can behold and understand. And I've many times used the analogy of, it's like trying to describe to someone what a Rocky Mountain vista looks like at sunrise or sunset, or what it's like to be scuba diving 50 feet down in crystal clear water on the side of a reef. You can't really verbally describe it very well. One has to see it to experience it. And it's the same for these bad things that we cover, the terrible things that we cover. Words really can't describe how important it is. Oh, I do want to say one thing. Please, when I open the phones up, don't tell me get better or here's a hot toddy for you or here's something to make you get better. I shouldn't have even probably been on air today, but I'm here and I'm going to do it. But please, please don't do that. because you know that it's all pointless now anyways. Okay, let me just mention the stacks of news I have here in front of me. We're all North Koreans now. Era of constant electricity at home is ending, says UK power chief. And then I have right here, and we'll show you this on screen. I have right here the actual news article. Era of constant electricity at home is ending, says power chief. And this is out of the Daily Telegraph. And it says the days of permanently available electricity have been coming to an end, the head of the power network said yesterday. And they said to tackle climate change within the next 10 years, you're not going to be able to have power whenever you want it on a routine basis. You'll only have power when the government wants you to. But, of course, you'll end up then still paying more for power. It's what the UN has called for. It's what the head of the NASA Climatology Department at Goddard has called for. It's a post-industrial world, Maurice Strong, all of them. See, it's all about control. It's all about shutting society down. It's called feudalism. And here's another big report I'm going to get into. World's sixth mass extinction may be underway, study says, due to climate change. So we're going to be extinct soon, humans are, due to climate change, which has been proven to be a complete fraud. Meanwhile, they don't debate any of the real threats to humanity. Expanding along those lines, this is out of the Hill newspaper. Number of health care reform law waivers climbs above 1,000. 1,040 organizations, including Fortune 500 companies like McDonald's, have been given complete and total waivers from having to buy health insurance. But then your company does. The essence of unfair weights and measures, the essence of tyranny, the essence of fraud, of government special favors handed out to their minions. This is mafia government. We're going to be going over more of that as well. I really can't do justice to this, but it really is a hollow victory in that ego-wise, I could care less, but it does signify that we are breaking through more and more to the mainstream when they've tried to have a blockade of our information for over a decade. But two different articles in Rolling Stone, two online, one big feature one in the March issue that starts on page 50. And it says the most paranoid man in America. Yeah, I wish I was just paranoid. I wish this information wasn't right. There's this big feature report in Rolling Stone. And there's also another one that's, I think, a lot better by the same author that was just online. Glenn Beck's shtick, Alex Jones got there first. And they go over a detailed analysis of Glenn Beck ripping us off word for word, which I wouldn't have a problem with, except that then he does things like block me from getting on Fox News as a guest, which isn't that big of a deal, except that it just shows him telling people then who are guests on this show to not be guests on this show or that he won't interview them. I've been told this by prominent people. I, of course, will not give out their names, hence I might lose that source. But it is frustrating, very frustrating, to have him involved in what I'm doing constantly. But I understand why he's doing that. I mean, he knows that I'm the real deal and that he basically takes much of what he covers from this show. So, of course, he's going to try to hurt this broadcast. The word is, though, they're getting really close to throwing him out of Fox. We'll be right back.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
All right, I'm going to make myself get fired up and focused. I can do it. And if I continue to struggle doing the live broadcast today, I've got Aaron Dyke standing by. Come in here and do the show. All right, let's get into the news right now and then your phone calls. Gaddafi insists Al-Qaeda is to blame for chaos and killings. And that's absolutely right. Who did they use to attack the Serbs in the 1990s? Al-Qaeda on record. Who did they use to attack the Russians to start that war? Mujahideen slash Al-Qaeda. Who do they use over and over again as their frontline vanguard? It's the Muslim brigades. But the general public could never get it through their head that the Muslim extremists are financed and funded by the globalists. It's just that simple. And now British Special Forces have been captured. We, of course, reported a month ago that they were already in Libya before this turmoil even began. Gaddafi insists al-Qaeda is to blame for chaos and killings. In an exclusive interview with France 24, Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi repeated his claim that al-Qaeda was responsible for plunging the country into chaos and denied media reports of mass killings. Al-Qaeda is responsible for the violent uprising in Libya, but Western media has overstated the extent of the political crisis and its casualty, leader Muammar Gaddafi told France 24 in an exclusive interview on Sunday. He also said, look out, millions of black Africans are coming your way, Europe, if you let Libya fall. And it is true that he's been controlling immigration from North Africa over the Mediterranean into southern Europe. There have been almost 150-200 people killed. People should come here and see how many people have been killed. They can come and check among the population, among the police and the army, a seemingly collected Gaddafi explained. All right, I'm going to stop right here. I'm not a fan of Gaddafi, not a fan of Hosni Mubarak, any of these guys, but there's no doubt now, it's admitted on record that Western intelligence is overthrowing these countries and putting basically new puppet dictators in power in Egypt and now to the west of Egypt in Libya. They're attempting this, and now they're openly saying, yes, Senator Kerry says we need to bomb their airfields and have airstrikes on key installations, and we need to have a no-fly zone and shoot down their aircraft and jam them, jam their military frequencies. But all of us agree there should be no military action, only bombing their airfields. That's like saying all of us agree that we should not punch you in the nose. So we're going to punch you in your nose now because we agree we shouldn't punch you in the nose. They just practice absurdity like we're unconscious idiots because they know the general public is unconscious. They're in a dream state watching television. But more and more people are actually seeing through it. But Gaddafi insists al-Qaeda is to blame for chaos and killings. Now, this was from Saturday before the SAS got captured. The British quite proud of their invincible troops, kind of like the Israelis quite proud of their invincible troops till they got beaten 3.5 years ago in Lebanon. Fancy your chances against the SAS, Gaddafi. Oh, fancy yourself against the British SAS. They're unstoppable. Elite troops and MI6 spies poised to help Libyan rebels. The only problem is the Libyan rebels didn't want them and have detained 8 of them. Very interesting on that front. Meanwhile, Obama is calling for Saudi Arabia to ship in masses of armaments into the eastern part of Libya so they can take Tripoli. And it has now been confirmed there wasn't any strafing runs of the population. That's only what our government does with the 1,000-plus drones. It's just like babies in incubators. Saddam was there throwing them out of the incubators. Wasn't true. But, hey, feels good. Feels good. You got a million dead real Iraqis. Good. That's what they deserve. Brown people kill them, Muslims kill them. Meanwhile, though, there were Kuwaiti babies, brown babies getting thrown out of incubators. Oh, no, we better bomb them all with DU. Oh, guess what? The incubator story wasn't true, like WMDs a decade later. I don't care. It feels good. All right, I'm waking up. I'm back in the saddle. We're going to go over all this incredible news and then your phone calls. But I've got the news on how your energy is going to be cut more and more. Now you'll be trained to accept rolling blackouts. The 1,000-plus health care reform waivers, a bunch of economic news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Now, we already heard this 3 weeks ago, but they're putting it back out again. Paul Joseph Watson has the headline at PrisonPlanet.com. Oil and gold slip on rumors Gaddafi set to flee. But, again, we've already heard that he ran to Venezuela 3 weeks ago. Oil and gold paired some of their soaring gains today after a rumor began circulating that Muammar Gaddafi was seeking to reach an agreement with rebels that would allow him to safely flee the country and return for relinquishing power. Well, I mean, he could just fly out of the country. Why does he need rebels' authorization? That makes no sense. Gold hit another record high this morning, rising to $1,445.70 an ounce before reversing itself as traders absorbed the rumors. Similarly, ICE Brent April oil hit $118.50 peak before pulling back. The pullback was sparked by rumors that Gaddafi sent a negotiator to Transnational Council in order to secure the safe exit of him and his family in return for him handing over power to the rebel leaders. The rebel leaders can only hold a few towns and cities. And he has all the airfields. He has allies all over Africa. He's paid off. This doesn't make sense. I mean, I know Watson's quoting mainstream news reports, but it's very strange. And, of course, it's the usual suspects, the BBC saying this. It was the British Foreign Secretary saying this 3 weeks ago as well. The story was carried by the pan-Arab newspaper Al-Sharq Al-Zawat and was also picked up by BBC. Libyan sources have told the pan-Arab newspaper that Colonel Gaddafi has turned to the Rebel Transnational Council to secure his departure from the country in return for guaranteeing his and his family's safety. He sent a negotiator on his behalf to Benghazi and have been discussing handing over power before Libya's parliament, the General People's Congress, his condition, the sources say. I don't know if you can believe any of this. So this is done to, again, further make it look like that he's destabilized, that he's weak. What's the larger issue for this? What's the larger reason that they want this? They want the entire region in flames. They want to destabilize the planet. The globalists want order out of chaos. It's really very, very simple what's happening. And if you look at the people that run our government and run our country, they have the same amount of respect for us that they have for the Libyans or for the Iraqis or for people in Zimbabwe or Argentina. The globalists are ruthless parasites who are sucking us dry. And they could care less about our well-being. In fact, they want to use poverty as a tool of systematic degradation and control. Let me do this. Let me go ahead and go to some of your phone calls, and then I'm going to continue with what's happening in North Africa. In fact, let me just run through the headlines on this now. First, we were hearing how invincible the SAS were and how they're basically supermen that no one can stop. This was the headline Saturday. Fancy, fancy old chances against the SAS, Gaddafi, elite troops, and MI6 spies poised to help Libyan rebels. This is all part of the illusion that globalist forces are invincible. The image of MI6 people being James Bond, or the image of FBI agents being like, you know, 24. But then when you really are out covering issues or at Bilderberg covering an event and you see the FBI, most of them are like clowns in their little black suits, trying to intimidate you, talking into their arm piece. It's just all a bunch of hype. It's all a big, big illusion. All these big, towering marble government buildings are meant to make you feel small. All of this is so that you feel weak when in truth you have all the power. Continuing here. They were talking about fancy yourselves against the SAS. You're not going to be doing too well, are you, Gaddafi? SAS are on the ground. One SAS man is worth 10,000 North Africans. Nothing can stop them. Well, here you go. Libya. 8 SAS soldiers held by rebels. The rebels. Remember, what was it, 6 years ago? It's actually in my film. Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. They caught SAS dressed up like Sunnis running around shooting Shiites in Basra as a pretext to get the two groups killing each other. And then when they captured them dressed up with the machine guns and plastic explosives running around mischief-making, they sent British tanks in to assault the jail and killed a bunch of the Iraqi police. A little civil war, because they were starting to interrogate them about the British staging terror attacks all over Iraq. Let me tell you who pulls triggers on our troops. British, Israeli, and U.S. contractors. I would have to say from the numbers I've seen in internal sources, more than half of the dead U.S. troops were killed by our own people. You're like, well, that doesn't make sense. It makes perfect sense. You got $1 trillion a year going into those two wars, black holes. You got to have an excuse to stay there. Look, they run the same tricks every 2 years. Remember 5 years ago, they said, oh, in 2 years, we'll look at pulling out. Then in 2 years, we're going to pull out. Well, Secretary of Defense Gates announced today that now they won't look at pulling out until 2014. And then in 2014, they'll look at pulling out in 2016. And then in 2016, they'll look at pulling out in 2018. And then in 2018, they'll look at it in 2020. And in 2050-something, folks, they'll look at it in 2052. And then you complain and say, I don't want to be there. And Gates is like, you know how much opium there is here? $500 billion a year. We're never leaving. And by the way, when your kids get caught running this stuff up their veins, we're going to put them in prisons owned by the same private central banks that launder the money. And the average yuppie's going to go, good. I like it. And that's why we failed. You know, last night I was watching television. I was watching History Channel or the Military Channel. And I couldn't help but feeling all patriotic and pro-war watching World War II reels. On the Military Channel, they were airing old newsreels about the march in the Pacific and about the island hopping and taking this island and then taking that island. And at an emotional level, I was all proud of America defeating the Japanese. But even by that point in the 1940s, early 1940s, mid-1940s, our country had been taken over by the private central banks that had maneuvered the Japanese to attack us, that had cut off their oil, that had had U.S. forces operating as private mercenaries, the Flying Tigers and others, attacking the Japanese all over the Pacific out of China. And it was all just a giant setup. And then we won World War II, so we felt like we're the good guys, we can do no wrong, so we totally trust the government. And the Bill of Rights and Constitution have basically been overturned. And then now here's our government using our country to launch wars in Libya, Afghanistan, Iraq. I mean, our troops are in 160-plus countries, and they're not our troops. It's not our military. Our military is running illegal checkpoints all over the country. Our military is training with foreign troops for gun confiscation. Our military, every chance they get during a natural disaster like Katrina, doesn't bring food and water. They come in and confiscate the guns. And it's all on the news. And I was thinking about this last night because I keep revisiting this periodically, but never really getting into it in any detail. And I need to go back and pull up all the old mainstream news articles and show this progressive rollout. I guess Police State 4, Rise of FEMA actually does it. But I want to do like a short report with it all in it. And I just think about how much it freaks me out to have this article and others from 2 weeks ago. Canada, U.S. agree to use each other's troops in civil emergencies. Now, again, this came out under the SPP and it came out in the news again just a few weeks ago. The copy that I have printed here is actually from February 22nd, 2008. But the issue is, then just last year we heard U.S. troops are up at the Olympics to help look for terrorists. All of this stuff moves incrementally. The globalists take their time isolating us, conditioning us, rolling these programs out. And I just think about the threat fusion centers and the Stasi police rollouts and all the different things that are happening and the biometrics going in to buy and sell and the surveillance grid and the TSA rolling out on the streets. I mean, we know that this is an authoritarian, corrupt, evil government that's illegitimate. And all I can say is, what are we going to do about it? All right, that's enough. I said I'd take a lot of calls, and even though I'm under the weather, I haven't gone to any of your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Texas. John, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I want to respond to that guy Friday that said that all the Jews are behind a New World Order and they should all be done away with. Back in 1973, it was a Jew that woke me up to the New World Order, Alan Stang. And through listening to his radio program on a regular basis, I joined the John Birch Society. And through the John Birch Society, I got to meet him in person. And he was really a nice guy and really a great American. And you look at Aaron Russo I could go on.
Look. Low-grade intellects always like to say it's the whites, it's the blacks, it's the Jews, it's the this, it's the that. It's a way for them to feel good about themselves. Always, and when people attack this show with made-up stuff, it's about them saying, I've succeeded in life. I'm better than Alex Jones. And, you know, I probably shouldn't have cut that caller off. I probably should have let him go longer because I said, so we should get rid of all the Jews. He said, yes, we should get rid of all of them. And then I let the guy go, and I saw a few emails and comments saying he didn't mean kill them all. He just meant get rid of them. But, so I should just open the phones up for nothing but Nazis to call someday so people can really hear who these folks are. But, I mean, it's the same thing. Maybe I should open the phones up. That'd be interesting radio just for the black nationalists, you know, who say kill all the whites. They all sound exactly the same. They're just different colored skin. And, I mean, there's no doubt Israel's corrupt. There's no doubt all these countries are. There's no doubt Israel's up to its eyeballs in every form of, you know, wickedness you can imagine. But to sit there and talk about, you know, millions and millions of people and just with a broad brush say, well, because the Chinese government's corrupt, all Chinese are evil. But again, the globalists count on this. I've just never seen groups more hateful even of each other and more infighting and more just craziness than the Nazis. But, John, I mean, it's really just a diversion from everything else that's happening. Anything else on your mind?
Yeah, I just was going to say that, you know, in a free republic, the individual is responsible for his own actions. And when we move against the New World Order, or if these people are brought to trial, the individual, the guy that did the crimes, are going to pay. It ain't going to be released. It ain't going to be religion. We're going after the individuals, and that's the way it should be in this country.
Well, John, you've got the right perspective there. We need to talk about, I mean, really get it conscious in our minds. This is not rhetoric. These are not spurious charges we're laying out. These are detailed. The global crime syndicate, let's name them, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, Bank of England, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, Queen Beatrix, the British royal family. I mean, these are people with real power engaged in real corruption using our name, our treasure, our countries to launch their corporate empires. And we need to talk about justice and point out that they're criminals and introduce the idea that they can and must be brought to justice. I appreciate your call. I don't even know what to say anymore. There's no doubt that the social engineers of our planet have decided to go all the way. There's no doubt that the social engineers of this planet have decided to pull out all the stops. The signpost on the way to that, the signpost illustrating that are Legion. But when I think about the nerve of the VA 12 years ago in 1999, signing now public but then secret deals to take all the death benefits from World War II through to today, and through fraud to have the troops pay into life insurance policies, but then when they die, to not have it paid to their widows or widowers. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, can you wrap your brain around the fact that that is in mainstream news and no one even gets in trouble? I mean, can you wrap your mind around the fact that they know depleted uranium is a death sentence for our troops? 20 years ago, they didn't let the troops use it. Why do they let them use it now? They don't care. It's like the globalists are self-destructive nutcases. They are out of control. Your calls are coming up.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Liberty, freedom is such a precious jewel. And it's very hard to attain, but it's very, very easy to lose. And more I realize the bedrock of our problems is that we have been beguiled by the Hollywood culture, the TV culture, the issues of little or no significance. We've been given things that really don't have value, and we've been taught that those things have value, so that while we're chasing after the glitter, while we're chasing after the gold dust, the real things that really do matter, like family and private property and the right to self-defense, are being eroded. All right, let's go back to your calls now. Will, Muhammad, Scott, Stephen, Al. I know we've been having Max Kaiser on a lot because he's been in the Middle East. He's going to be popping back in, and Wayne Madsen. Again, if you just joined us, and if I sound a bit slow today, I'm still sick. I have the flu, I believe, but I'm here. I should be completely better by tomorrow. Let's go ahead and talk to Will in New York. Will, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. First, I'll say a couple things. First, let me say that to all the listeners, if they haven't done it today already, get yourself a couple facts about 9/11, and just go out, you know, keep talking to people. Anybody who doesn't know the facts, you know, just keep pushing it, because I really feel like it's one of the most important things that we can do as Americans to get the truth out there.
Yeah, 9/11 is the bedrock of their entire takeover, and that's why the globalists staged it.
Okay, so just that. And, well, you know, I thought it was interesting how Clinton mentioned Russia today, but, you know, I don't watch a lot of TV or listen to a lot of, like, mainstream media, but I saw a lot about Al Jazeera in the media. I didn't see anything about Russia today, and I think part of the reason is because they talk about 9/11 truth a lot. I mean, I've seen a lot of stuff with you, a lot of stuff about 9/11 truth.
No. Al Jazeera is heavily connected to British intelligence and is being used to foment these revolutions all over the Middle East, but then selectively not foment revolution in the country where it's based, Qatar. But that's a good point. I appreciate your call, Will. Muhammad in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to leave a few comments. Just on the whole situation that's going on right now in the Middle East. These things have been going on for a long time, and it's interesting right now how they're just really, you know, cementing it right now as, you know, revolution. These things, like, there's always been these outcries against the government. And just, like, for this to be, like, broadcasted right now in our media, I feel like it's kind of just to detail it away from what's going on here in North America. And these, you know, our standard of living is dropping, and these type of things happening to us. I think it's just kind of just focusing everybody's energy over there, keeping it away from over here.
Well, that's another great point. But our government's telling us the economy's great. The economy's wonderful. And there's no inflation either, and everything's fine. But remember what Lindsey Williams said 4 months ago, now almost 5 months ago, about oil prices, and he's certainly being proven right so far. So we'll continue to watch that as it develops. Anything else, Muhammad?
Another thing I just wanted to plug in a few things. TopDocumentaryFilms.com is a really good site. It's got a bunch of loaded information. A couple of your documentary films are on it as well. It's a really great place. Just people not really sure where to go for information, it's a good place to start.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you for the call. We're going to come back and now take a bunch of calls ahead of Wayne Madsen joining us in 30 minutes. And then I am going to get into number of health care reform law waivers climbs above 1,000. It's now above 1,400. If you're an insider, you don't have to get the insurance. Also, they're getting us ready for rolling blackouts. All of us are North Koreans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.